I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship God in spirit and truth. For such it is that we seek to worship God. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. These words of Scripture sing out to us in their familiarity. These are the words that we often hear at the beginning of worship. And these words would have been heard by the worshipers of St. Jude's Chapel as at the opening of daily morning prayer, which most likely would have been said often in that place. These are words we should carry in our hearts as well. These words encourage us, all who come to God, to give one's worship. Today I bring you greetings from the historic St. Philip's Episcopal Church, located in that wonderful village of Harlem, USA. Established in 1809, just 2 years after the founding of this historic parish, of which I have the pleasure of worshiping with you all today. And I want to thank Mother Julie for this invitation to be with you. Reverend Julie and I go way back to serving together in the Diocese of Long Island. So I told her if she doesn't tell any stories, I won't tell any stories today. But I want to say you are blessed to have her among you. I would also like to thank your rector, Reverend Kate, in her absence, for her continuous welcome and invitation in the past, and pray her continued rest and refreshment as she comes to the close of a much needed sabbatical. And finally, before I get into the sermon, I want to thank you, the people of this fine worshiping community, for your hospitality and willingness to have me share in this St. Jude's Day with you. Let us pray. O God, open our hearts to your word so that we might hear with our ears and know and remember in our hearts this day. Amen. Now, my favorite verse of Scripture is Psalm 118, verse 24. And I always say it everywhere I go, everywhere I preach. And it reads as follows: "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." I remember going with my grandmother to Chapel Church in Charleston, South Carolina, as a little boy. I must have been about 4 or 5 years of age. At least that's my earliest memory of being in church, standing on the kneelers. If you remember, some of the Episcopal churches had the kneelers that came down, looking over the pews so that I could see Father Weaver celebrate the Eucharist at the altar. I remember that the church at that time appeared to be so big, and Father Weaver looked to be so far away. I was just a little boy. I remember hearing my grandmother often refer to church as chapel, later learning that this was to make the distinction between St. Andrew's Chapel, which was founded for the colored Episcopalians, and Old St. Andrew's Church, which was the white congregation. Both churches are located on Highway 61 in Charleston, South Carolina, down the street from one another. And I remember as a little boy, all of 4 or 5 years old, asking the question, why were there two St. Andrew's churches that close in proximity? So as I prayed about my time here with you this morning, the remembrance of St. Andrew's Chapel Church came to mind. The Greek word is manaia, and it simply means remembrance, memory, mention. We gather here today to commemorate the 100th anniversary of St. Jude's Chapel, the consecration of that very place, a chapel of this very historic church. And yes, as you gather here to remember, I remember, and many others in the Episcopal Church remember, we remember the stories of the chapel churches throughout our church, established to perpetuate the sin of prejudice and racism and Jim and Jane Crowism, established as mission churches, and for some became a sort of second-class church citizenry. For many worshiping in the South, these chapel churches were not given seat and voice at diocesan convention until the latter part of the 1960s. This is the history of chapel churches. So you remember that, yes, there was a chapel, a church named St. Jude's, which existed from 1909 until it was closed in 1957. And we pause today to commemorate that fact, to remember St. Jude, an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to remember the ministry and people of St. Jude's Chapel. So St. Michael's, if you did not get it by now, it is my hope that you have an idea that I will be speaking to you about remembering. This is the theme for our time together today, remembering. Isn't this what commemorations are about? Remembering the past person or past event or even a past time. Paul, in his second epistle to Timothy in the first chapter, speaks of remembering. He says this, he says, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure lives in you." It is good to be remembered, is it not? Amen, Father Lee, it's good to be remembered. To be remembered is to be honored and cared for. Some would argue that remembering is the foundation of culture and identity. It is our enhanced capacity to remember that separates us from all other living creatures. It is good to remember. No, we don't want to get stuck in the past, as some would say, but we also don't want to get stuck in the present either. It is important for individuals, for nations, for institutions to remember. Your archivist gave a wonderful, detailed presentation on the life and ministry of St. Jude's Chapel. The presentation reminded us of a time in our nation and in our church's polity where separate but unequal ruled the day. And as I listened to the presentation by Miss Jean Ballard Terepka, I hope I got the last name correct, and learned of St. Jude's Chapel, I could not help but remember St. Andrew's Chapel and the many other chapel churches and missions that existed and still exist in our church today. Remnants of a time we only pray has gone away. But thank God for you, the people of St. Michael's Church. Thank God for you today, you remembering and doing the real work of reparations and reconciliation. This is truly living out the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what St. Simon and St. Jude did, as our colleague reminds us, that they were faithful and zealous in their mission. It is my prayer, St. Michael's, that you remain faithful and zealous in your mission to do the real and hard work, this real and hard work of anti-racism and reconciliation. And as you might know, tradition tells us that St. Jude is the patron saint of desperate or lost causes. Desperate or lost causes. Just think about that. Built just 25 feet in width. Destroyed to make space for Park West Village. Told by the very rector of this church, the Reverend William F. Corker, ostensibly, "We will close your church, so go worship somewhere else." For Father Howard and his people, it might have seemed like a desperate or lost cause. For them, it might have seemed like the name of their beloved chapel sealed their very fate. But today is a Sankofa moment. Hallelujah. No, this cause is not lost, nor their ministry one of desperation. Today, St. Michael's is a Sankofa moment. Yes, Sankofa, this is the word I'm using. This word I first learned on my visit to Ghana, a country in West Africa. It is a word in the language of the Akan people of Ghana, and it literally means go back and get, to fetch, to seek and take, to go back and remember. Sankofa. Yes, St. Michael's, as you celebrate the feast of St. Jude this day and remember your history, you have entered a Sankofa moment. See, for the people of Ghana, Sankofa represented by the Sankofa bird. If you remember, it was in 1991, during the excavation of a cemetery for enslaved Africans in Lower Manhattan, that this symbol of Sankofa was found on one of the graves. And this mythical bird has its feet firmly planted forward with its head turned backward while carrying an egg in its mouth. St. Michael's, for the Akan peoples, the past serves as a guide for planning the future. It is the wisdom of the past which ensures a strong future. St. Michael's, today is your Sankofa moment. Hallelujah. You have decided, thanks be to God, you have decided like the bird to keep your feet firmly planted in the mission and ministry of God's church, knowing that it is important to look back and remember the past. See, to remember and not forget the beloved people of St. Jude's Chapel, a real people who did real ministry, a people who will always be connected to you. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians today, we are reminded that Christ has abolished that law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two. Oh, this is you, St. Michael's Church, remembering, reaching back to become one people, abolishing through and in the economy of God's time the unjust laws and ordinances to become one people of God, all the while moving forward into the future with the expectation that God will continue to do a new thing among you. Yes, St. Michael's, as you remember St. Jude's Chapel, you have caused me to remember St. Andrew's Chapel. And we together remember the many missions and chapels, some of which are in existence today, of a past but not forgotten history of our church. And in remembering, we come to our Sankofa moments, where we reach back and fetch. We reach back and get those rich memories and traditions and know that as we move forward in ministry, we never forget. We always remember. So today I charge you, the people of this most historic church, to keep on remembering. hold on to your Sankofa moment and always mention the people of St. Jude's, for they were a real people with a real ministry that did real work in our community. Today, we have two among us that were baptized in that very real place. And in a moment, we will participate, Mother Julie, in another remembrance, this one called Anamnesis. In the celebration of the Eucharist, we will now remember the passion, resurrection, and ascension of the one who we call Jesus. And in this anamnesis, in this remembering, we believe that we partake with those who have come, those who are present, and those who have recently gone on. So as we remember this day, I leave you with the words of the doxology from the Epistle of Jude. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you without blemish before the presence of his glory with rejoicing, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all time, and now, and forever. Sankofa.